This episode is sponsored in part by Boost Commerce. Imagine a search bar that's actually smart, one that helps your customers find what they're looking for without frustration. That's what Boost AI Search and Filter is all about. It's like giving your store a personal shopper right in the search bar. With Boost, shoppers can filter by everything from size to rating, so finding that perfect product is easy. And the frequently bought together and related items recommendations are tailored to your store, giving customers a reason to add more to their carts. Boost even lets you spotlight bestsellers or new arrivals using powerful merchandising tools. No coding skills needed. And if you ever do need support, their dedicated team has your back. Ready to make your store smarter? New customers can use the code KURT, that's K-U-R-T, to get 30% off for their first 6 months. Head to the Shopify App Store, start your 14-day free trial of Boost AI Search and Filter today. Today on the Unofficial Shopify Podcast, I want to talk about a Shopify app, a feature, maybe a suite of features, perhaps an initiative, that I don't see being discussed as often as I think they should, given the impact they could be having on both your bottom line and potentially the environment. Yes, today is a sustainability episode. For sure, entrepreneurship, a topic close to my heart. Not far after it is sustainability. I have worked in e-commerce most of my adult life, and there is the undeniable reality that every time we are successful in fulfilling an order, there is a carbon footprint to that. There is an environmental cost of varying size, but there are solutions to help offset that, to help undo it a little bit, and realistically, perhaps to help alleviate our guilt, whether that is as a customer or a merchant. And so I've had a few listeners say, hey, you know, there's this thing, it's this app, it's called Shopify Planet, and we've been using it, we really like it, we believe in it, and we wish you'd talk about it. And so I was able to connect with a gentleman at Shopify who leads sustainability operations and who's going to talk us through it and how they've been championing this carbon neutral app, this Shopify Planet app. And so David Vranikar joins us to tell us about it. David, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me on, Kurt.
And so we're talking about Shopify Planet. How long has this been around? When did it launch?
Shopify Planet launched in the middle of 2022.
Okay.
So when it went live, you know, the first order of business was migrating over folks who had been using Offset, which was a predecessor to Planet. Planet was a big upgrade on Offset. So yeah, first order of business was getting all those Offset users onto Planet, and then from there we've just been growing the app. Every which way that we can, getting, you know, plus users, basic users. We're across all geos, all verticals. You know, anybody selling, anything under the sun is eligible to. It's compatible with Planet, so we're definitely happy to welcome in merchants from any vertical.
And so, tell me, how did you come to be responsible for Shopify Planet? What is your role here?
Yeah, so I did not start at Shopify in sustainability. My first gig at Shopify was with Oberlo, the dropshipping
software.
Yeah, exactly. So Shopify acquired that in 2017, and that was my entry point into Shopify. So worked with Oberlo for a few years doing marketing, and then from there I went to work for the Handshake Marketplace. The Handshake Marketplace is a bit of a deep cut. You might remember it was a merchant-to-merchant marketplace from the early 2020s. Is kind of a predecessor to what today is Shopify Collective. So really trying to
let my favorites. I love Collective.
Yeah, it's awesome. Handshake was cool. Collective is even better. So it's awesome to see, you know, kind of the merchant to merchant, business happening as well. So yeah, a couple years at Oberlo, a couple years with Handshake, and then in the meantime, outside of Shopify, I was getting more and more interested in climate and sustainability topics. You know, reading books and listening to podcasts. So this was kind of becoming, you know, a bigger and bigger piece of my you know, mind share outside of work.
What sparked your interest in sustainability?
My wife is probably owed some credit here. She works for WWF, World Wildlife Fund. So I'm sure that's part of it. And then I also just, I find climate change and the just the science, a lot of the science is over my head, I'll concede, but I find the science of it all just really fascinating in a very, like, you know, visceral way. I was really intrigued with it. It just was lopping up anything I could get my hands on, you know, after work, you know, listening to podcasts while I jogged, or, you know, read books at night or whatever. And so Shopify had a sustainability team that was growing back in 2021. And I thought, hey, if I could stay at Shopify, which is an awesome, awesome place to work, so much cool stuff that we get to do, so many, you know, incredible brands we get to work with. If I could keep doing that and add, you know, sustainability to the fold, that would really be the best of both worlds. So I was lucky enough to get the gig. And so I've been with the sustainability crew now at Shopify for the last, 3 or so years.
And as the Shopify's sustainability team, like, what's your day to day? You know, what are you doing as part of that team? Is it managing this Shopify Planet app?
Yeah. So we have a few different, you know, kind of pillars to our sustainability program. Part of that is the Shopify Sustainability Fund, which is our vehicle for getting money into climate tech space. We're really eager to help kickstart technologies that can help reverse climate change. And, you know, really, we want to be a demand signal for entrepreneurs in that space, so that they know, hey, there's buyers out there. If we build cool tools to remove carbon, for example, companies like Shopify are going to be there to pay for it. So that's a big part of what we do, is a sustainability fund. And then of course, Planet, and trying to build sustainability into our actual products, into our software. That's another big piece. And that's where I, you know, spend most of my energy is with Planet, and trying to give merchants tools to do what maybe historically only, you know, big companies with big sustainability teams could do. A lot of the vision around Planet is, let's be the sustainability team for the merchants. Or if a merchant already has a sustainability team, let's be a valuable tool in that toolkit. So really trying to you know, level the playing field when it comes to sustainability, making sure that any brand that's on Shopify that cares about this has avenues to take action.
So Shopify Planet's been around close to 3 years now. And when it launched, is it the same? Has it evolved? What's changed?
Yeah, so I mean, that core mission of being the sustainability team for our merchants, that hasn't changed. And so the way Planet works is, there are certain data points that we have that are fed into an emissions estimate formula. And so we know, based on the customer's address, based on the merchant's address or the merchant's warehouse address, the shipping method, the product weight, there's all these variables that get plugged into the system. And we know roughly the emissions that are going to be generated by that delivery. And this is pretty complicated stuff, like the mathematics involved and the collating all that data. I've seen the formula. It's Greek to me. I mean, they're data scientists who built that. So it's complicated stuff. And we definitely don't want to outsource that work to merchants. And so we are happy to say, hey, we have data scientists, we have the data, we have, you know, 2 decades of experience with shipping in this space. Let us do this emissions estimate for you. And then on top of that, let us go ahead and get the carbon credits to offset the emissions that you've generated. So we don't want merchants to be spinning their wheels, contacting carbon removal providers or trying to negotiate prices on carbon credits. We'll do that too. I mean, that's something that we're happy to handle as well. So really, like, that hasn't changed. We wanted to reduce the barrier to entry to do cool stuff in climate, be the sustainability team for our merchants. And that's something that we feel we've done. Where the evolution has come, I think, is with the ways that we enable our merchants to make noise about what they're doing. Because we certainly don't want folks to use Planet, you know, in silence. If they want to, they can. But there's a lot of tools that we give them to make sure that any shoppers, any customers that come by know about this climate commitment. So there's a badge, for example, that's been iterated on since the moment it launched. The predecessor for Planet that I mentioned, Offset, had no badge. So when we launched Planet, we knew we needed a badge. We were really excited about our badge. It was one of those things that we didn't know how much work we had to do until we thought we were done. So we launched it, got all this feedback about how, you know, hey, we need to customize this. Hey, like, this font doesn't match my theme. I want to customize this text, etc. So we've just been constantly working on badge, constantly improving that. So now, you know, it's highly customizable in terms of colors and copy. just really, really can do a lot of stuff with the Planet Badge and put that wherever you want on your website.
It's more than a badge. It looks like a really nifty, like a widget that says, it's like a dynamic banner. It says carbon neutral shipping on all orders powered by Shopify Planet. And it'll tell you how many in weight shipping emissions are removed, you know, what it funds, and then has like a link to more info, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Like, I think when you say badge really undersells what you built here.
Okay. We should get you to do more marketing for us. That, you're right. And yeah, I mean, amen to all that. And that, you know, that's all stuff that we got from merchants. You know, like our ears are open on what they want. And so, yeah, like the equivalencies, for example, where, hey, our stores emitted this much carbon and we've removed it. That's equivalent to, you know, X miles of a gasoline powered car driven or X number of smartphone charges or whatever. I mean, that's really powerful stuff. And we're thrilled to have gotten that feedback. And so we can incorporate that into the product. And then in addition to the badge or the widget or the dynamic banner, we also have, you know, assets that merchants can use just to do straight up marketing of their efforts. And so this, we have images of the companies that do the carbon removal for Planet users, videos that kind of like vignettes, I think is the industry term, like little profiles of these companies as well. So that when a merchant says, hey, we do carbon neutral shipping, there's really some meat on the bone there where it's like, it's not some opaque, okay, like this claim is being made. We're not exactly sure what it means, but no, like we do carbon neutral shipping and these are the companies that execute it for us. This is how the money is being spent. And it's not like a wall of text. It's again, it's videos, it's images. And then in Q4 of last year, we launched a modal so that if that learn more link or more info link that you just mentioned, if a merchant wants, that can trigger an overlay that will displays a video, displays images, it displays stats where a customer can consume all that right on the page without getting, you know, kicked to a new tab or you know, sent to a different page. So that's these sort of things are where a lot of the evolution has come with saying, hey, this static badge that said powered by Shopify wasn't enough. So we added all the bells and whistles that you just mentioned. The Planet logo wasn't enough. So we added all these marketing assets. The impact page wasn't enough. So we did the modal and videos and really always trying to make sure that our merchants can communicate what they're doing however they want to.
And it sounds to me like this is all to battle greenwashing. Like there's an interesting thing where if you engage in sustainability, the people who are most invested in sustainability will often attack you for not having a perfect solution, for being like, well, that's not enough. You're not doing enough because you didn't tell that story. You didn't justify it enough to satisfy them. It sounds to me like this, a lot of that, this is what it does, is to prove that, hey, this is genuine. This is legitimate. I don't understand or see is how it works, right? It's an app. How does an app remove emissions?
You know, getting some meat on the bone of what's happening behind this claim is like that is what it's all about. And you know, corroborating what's going on. Because I mean it is wildly easy to say we do carbon neutral shipping. I mean, you could just put an announcement banner on your store that says we do carbon neutral shipping. I mean, I certainly wouldn't encourage
it. It'd be
this.
Deceptive.
Like, yeah, don't do that. Yeah, you shouldn't do this. Don't do this. But you can't.
Yeah, but what's to stop you? You're right.
What's to stop you? And there's really snazzy apps that are just badges, and you can like just fill in the badge, and you know, and you can say carbon neutral shipping, and then put a truck icon, and like you're good to go. And so
we say greenwashing, that's what we mean. It's
exactly
deceptive.
That is pure greenwashing. And, you know, that's not what Planet's about. And so we really do want to combat this notion that, like, we don't want somebody to get punished or to like raise skepticism for doing something that is ultimately good. And we know we're on the, you know, behind the curtains of Planet. And so we know, like, hey, this emissions estimate has been scrutinized. It's built by data scientists. It's using 20 years worth of Shopify data. Like that is a, you know, industry standard emissions estimate. And we also know that the companies that are providing credits to offset the emissions that our merchants are generating, they're also the best of the best. I mean, we actually use them to neutralize our corporate footprint ourselves. It's the same pool of companies. And so we are like proud and we're proud of the way that this is executed. There's no like wink, wink, you know, carbon neutral shipping here. It's like, it's, we partner with the best companies. We have the best data and we welcome the spotlight. Like the scrutiny that you're talking about is real. And there is skepticism around this. And like, we want to welcome that and combat it with these tools.
Ever wake up to customers canceling orders? Maybe they said, I shouldn't shop when I'm high. This was a gift. We broke up. Those are all real customer quotes. And they're all a real hassle for your customer and you. Why should the customer have to ask you to edit their order for them? What if they could do it themselves? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, you can empower your customers to make their own changes through a self-service portal. Cleverific is designed to reduce customer support tickets, ship orders faster, and even reduce returns and lost packages. Don't just take our word for it. Menswear retailer Peter Manning New York cut their order support queries by 99% with Cleverific, and they're not alone. Exclusively, for listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast, get 50% off Cleverific's Pro plan, now just $49 a month, giving you full access to everything Cleverific has to offer. Just go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use the promo code KURT50, that's K-R-U-T 50, at checkout to claim your discount. Take control with Cleverific and watch your customer support tickets plummet, shipping speeds increase, and package returns decrease. And all of that means happier customers. What's the technology here? How are we removing carbon? What, I still don't get how it works.
There's a few different ways that that the carbon emitted from a shipment gets removed. And so part of that happens through what are called nature-based solutions. And nature-based solutions are methods to accelerate carbon sequestration that's happening naturally. So you see this with forests, for example, where you know replanting a forest. Forests, of course, you know take carbon out of the air, and we want more forests and denser forests and protected forests. And so that's an example of a nature-based solution. Soil sequestrations, another example where there's a lot of carbon that's stored underground, like you know underneath grass in roots, and with regenerative agriculture practices. There's a lot of ways to accelerate the rate at which soil can hold and you know keep carbon out of the atmosphere. And so that's part of it. So we have the emissions estimate from the shipment, and then we would take a sliver, either a sliver of revenue from that order, or if the merchant wants to, they can have their customer foot the bill for the carbon through shipping, or they can combine those two, where it's the merchant's paying and the customer's like adding yet additional funding, whatever the variation is. We would take the money that's generated by Planet and then go buy carbon credits from a company that's doing, for example, nature-based carbon removal. So some of it is happening via these natural processes. And then depending on your subscription plan, you might also be funding what's called engineered carbon removal. And engineered carbon removal is, as the name suggests, it's kind of futuristic sort of stuff that's happening when it comes to getting carbon out of the sky. So for example, there's a company up in Iceland that we work with, Climeworks, that provides carbon credits for Planet users. They have just huge facilities with massive fans that sponge carbon out of the sky, and then it's buried directly into you know Icelandic rock, and it's going to stay in that rock for the next you know 1,000+ years. There's another company that we work with on Planet Charm. They take agricultural waste that would otherwise you know biodegrade and release all of its carbon, and they turn that into a bio oil that's then pumped back underground. So they're taking this oil and putting it, you know, they're reversing the process. Instead of you know extracting oil and burning it, they're taking what would otherwise you know go into the atmosphere and putting it back underground. So there's another company that works with Planet is 4401. Their operation, their facilities are based in Oman, where there's a very specific type of rock that is perfect for storing carbon. And so they're taking carbon that's been captured and then blasting it into this rock where it's going to stay for you know the next 1,000 or 10,000 years. And so the methods of carbon removal are varied. We want to we're like a shots on goal sort of mentality here. We would think all these solutions need to scale: the bio-oil, the direct air capture happening up in Iceland, the soil sequestration, the reforestation. It all needs to work. It all needs to grow. And so we're using Planet as a way to let Shopify merchants and their customers, you know, catalyze this innovation that's happening in all these different verticals.
So essentially, I, as a merchant or customer, I opt into Shopify Planet. That generates revenue that goes into a fund that is earmarked for investment in these carbon removable, sustainable technologies and initiatives, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then we spread that like a portfolio. We don't just hedge our bet on a single thing. We spread that across a variety of initiatives. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, in a way it's simple. We have this emissions total, and then we go get a corresponding amount of credits. Like that much is, the credits would represent whatever the amount is that was emitted. So like that, you know, in a way it's simple. But then, you know, when you get to the mechanics of it, okay, how do we get the emissions total? How do we, you know, negotiate the contracts with the providers? How do we get the money, you know, transferred and all that stuff? That's where it gets complicated. That's where we're really happy to kind of, you know, take that off the merchant's plate and handle that for them.
And then I assume there is a step to verify that these folks do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, for sure. So we part of that happens before a partner would join Planet. So we vet these companies. As I mentioned, we work with them ourselves to neutralize our corporate footprint. So they've been scrutinized, you know, before they've ever gotten close to Planet. And then once one of these carbon renewal partners is in Planet and we're, you know, allocating merchants and merchant customer money to them, definitely like there needs to be verification happening. And so we have within the app, there's links to what are called registries, where the Planet associated credits have been retired. And so you can just say, okay, this bundle of credits came from Grassroots Carbon, which does soil sequestration. Then you can go look at the registry where those specific credits have been retired. And so we do want to have that paper trail, or in this case, this link trail, where merchants can go say, hey, like, look, then you actually just look at the retirement as opposed to just trusting that it's all, you know, happening. And we do like that transparency for sure.
And okay, if I want to use Shopify Planet, who pays for it? What does it cost?
There's different options here. So if you don't want to pay for it as a merchant, you could use it and not pay anything. In that case, you'd be outsourcing the cost to your customer. And so the way that works is, you select the customer pays plan, and then you would the badge that you have for that particular subscription plan contains a checkbox where it says whatever you wanted to say, but the default is neutralized carbon emissions for this order. Customer clicks that, they're going to pay 25 cents USD or 50 cents USD. We're testing that quantity right now, but they'll pay 50 cents or less. And then the carbon removal will happen with that money. And so that will be billed at the end of the billing cycle, just like, you know, any app billing, but it wouldn't be anything coming like out of pocket from the merchant. It's all these additional payments that have come from the customer. So it is possible to use Planet and to neutralize emissions for those orders without paying anything. If a merchant wants to pay, there's different subscription plans for that. The Decade plan, for example, costs an average of 3.5 to 4 cents per order. Now, if a merchant sells like bowling balls or rocks or something, then it'll be a little bit higher because the weight of a product.
You sell it barbells?
Yeah, exactly. Like that's a little bit heftier because weight's one of the variables that informs how much carbon gets emitted. But anyway, Shopify wide average is like 3.5-4 cents per order. And then we would just keep track of the estimated emissions from all those orders, and then at the end of each billing cycle, just extract whatever amount is needed to cover those emissions, and then you can pay more with the Century or Millennium plans to also fund the engineered solutions that we talked about. So with the Decade plan, You're funding the nature-based solutions, the forestry, the soil sequestration, those sort of natural processes. And then with the other subscription plans, the Century and the Millennium, which cost an average of 8 and 15 cents per order, respectively, between those two, you're going to be funding the nature-based solutions as well as the engineered credits that do the wilder stuff, the bio oil, the direct air capture, and all that. So the nature-based solution is important to all these subscription plans because that's how we can get the carbon removed today. And there's a lot of future-facing technologies that are not at scale yet. And that's where any money on top of the nature-based credits is getting allocated. So you can simultaneously, with a straight face say, hey, this is a carbon neutral shipment because we've got the credit for this project that's already up and running today. And in addition, we have funded carbon removal that's going to be coming online in the next few years with these engineered solutions. Does that make sense? I mean, it there's some inside baseball here. I don't know if nature-based and engineered, if that's just pure jargon.
It makes sense to me.
Okay.
Right? Well, I'm following.
Okay, good.
And so I want to know, how difficult is this to set up? Any app, there are varying levels. Some are like, I could do it with my eyes closed. Others, I'm tearing my hair out by the end of the day. Where does Planet fall?
It's closer to the eyes closed side. I mean,
it's plug and play.
I promise. It's closer to the eyes closed side. It's you install from the App Store just like any other app, and then you pick your plan. So you say, I want to pay, or I want my customers to pay, or we're both going to pay. Like, we're going to be in this together. And once you make that choice and hit save, then it's live. At that point, the emissions estimates are going to be running, and like the infrastructure is set up. So it's like, so at that point you're up and running. And then you would want to keep going though, I would say, to do like the badge to maybe leverage these marketing assets. And then, so there's extra, there's additional steps to take. But that's just a matter of using the online store editor, placing your badge and inserting it where you want to. So I've got a common spot for if the merchant's paying, then go to the product page and just include this element from the apps drop down, and like there it is. And then in the sidebar you can customize it. So if you want to say which innovations you fund, or if you want to say how much carbon your store has removed. You're selecting that from the editor on the side. The text box is there too, if you want to customize that. And so to get up and running is really super simple. It's probably like a 90-second endeavor. And then of course there's the details where you want to make sure that the wording is correct, that the placement's correct with the badge and all that. So it's not nothing, but it is legitimately simple. There's not data input that you have to do.
It's not technical. I'm using the theme editor. I'm not editing code. I'm not doing some technical setup. I'm not messing with API keys. I plug it in and that configure it the way I want. It sounds like it's quite configurable and dynamic in its displays. And then in the theme editor, the theme editor I know and love, I add my app lock where I want it. Sounds like I put a product page, probably a cart page, and then, drag and drop as we see fit.
Exactly. I mean, it's a what you see is what you get editing process. So yeah, there's no code. I should have clarified that. I get a little bit shaky when there's code.
You're very close to it. That's what's tough.
Yeah, but it's all in the store editor. So you're just editing it, and you see what's changing in real time. And once you save, you're ready to go.
The unofficial Shopify podcast is sponsored in part by Zipify, and they've got the ugly truth about direct-to-consumer sales to share with you. And spoiler, it's really ugly. 82% of the people who buy from your store once will never buy from you again, and there's nothing you could do to win them back. That's why you need to get as much revenue as you can from each order. And that's where One Click Upsell comes in. One Click Upsell is a Shopify app that offers your customer upsells and cross-sells with every purchase, and it can increase your average order value by 15%. With one-click upsell, you can add AI-powered upsell funnels to every product on your store in just 3 clicks, including your product pages, shopping cart, checkout, thank you page, and even on the shop app, so you earn extra revenue automatically. One-click upsell is already the number one choice for 15,000 Shopify stores, and guess what? It's made merchants like you an extra $750 million. So don't miss out on another dollar in free upsell revenue. Try one-click upsell today and start making 10 to 15% more from every customer today. Go to zipify.com/Kurt to start your 30-day free trial. That's zipify.com/KURT. I want to know, you know, once I've got this thing up and running, okay, for me, well, I have a lot of anxiety. And so for me, it's like, oh, this alleviates some of my guilt and worry. Excellent. But what impact does this have for a merchant for a store? Does this change conversions? Does this just help us connect with concerned customers who are voting with their dollars and which brands they spend with? Like, do we know what its impact is on the sales process?
Yeah, so we have data that shows a conversion uplift for merchants who have installed Planet, like a before after conversion uplift. And what's exciting about that is that it is corroborated both by survey data and by other apps in this space. So, you know, on the survey front, we did a survey ourselves, a consumer survey that showed that 40%+ of consumers are more likely to buy from brands that have sustainability practices like carbon neutral shipping. And so there's an eagerness, at least, you know, on the survey front, from consumers to say, hey, I'm more likely to buy from a brand that shows that they care. That was our survey data. There was also a PricewaterhouseCooper voice of the consumer survey that came out last year. Pretty exhaustive surveys, very interesting. And one of the stats in there that I thought was very cool was that consumers are willing to spend 9.7% more for products that are sustainable. So there's like a 10% premium that consumers say they're willing to pay for products where there is this element of sustainability and pay more for, you know, two brands that are doing this. And so that's what they say in the surveys. And I know, like, surveys are cheap. Like, you can say whatever you want. It's like those badges that you just, you know, launch with no, you know, because yeah, surveys are it's just talk. But what we're seeing, as I mentioned, we are seeing a conversion increase for brands that have this installed, as are other apps in this space. You see if you just browse the different apps that do, you know, plant trees or this or that, they all talk about, you know, plus 16% conversion rate, plus 21% average cart value, et cetera. And so that's a real thing that we're seeing in the kind of anecdotal survey, but then also with the data bearing that out.
So there is a positive halo effect on the sales funnel that's added by Shopify Planet and, you know, potentially similar solutions.
Yes, yeah, there is, and then there's also stuff that I would suspect is happening outside of the measurable funnel. That's also good. You know, if you extend the halo, right? Because I think you asked if, like, or is it just something that people do to feel good versus an actual conversion increase? There is a conversion element, but then feeling good is great too. And then I think if a buyer is kind of, you know, satisfied with their purchase, maybe they're more likely to write a review if you hit them up for a review later, or they're more likely to refer you, and, you know, or to refer
potentially refer more word of mouth from this initiative is what we're thinking.
Yeah, which is something that we're not able to cleanly measure. And so right. I think the data shows that there is an uplift, and even outside of what we see in the data, I think there's the potential for knock-on effects, especially if it's aggressively, but let's say assertively marketed by the merchant who's using the app. You put it in your order confirmation. You can put something in the package that you're sending. You know, say that it's shipped carbon neutral. You can get, you know, stickers that say this, slap one on the box. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways where, okay, you have the app installed and you put the widget on the product page. Like, that's good, but there's, you know, a lot of additional steps that you could take to really milk what you're doing. Not in a nefarious way. Like, this is it's like I said, there's no wink wink thing going on here. You're doing something good and you want to make noise about it.
Yeah. And you cite your sources and bring receipts.
How about
that?
Yeah. Yeah,
that exactly. Is what is so attractive about this.
That's something where we are happy to be the one, you know, standing behind these claims. If a merchant wants to enlist Shopify here and say, hey, like this massive software company is the one running this. Feel free. You know, I think a lot of merchants don't want us involved because they want to make sure that they get the credit, which is also cool. Like everything's dynamic. So you can use it however you want. But if there's any sense that enlisting our name or your name dropping Shopify would be beneficial to kind of make it more trustworthy, then, you know, by all means.
Let me play devil's advocate. I've suggested this to a few clients. I'm like, hey, you should consider this. You maybe want to try it. Maybe run it for a month. Let's see what it does. If it has, you know, any positive impact or feedback. And so people will say, well, I don't know if my customers care. You know, that always frustrates me because, well, you're right. We don't know if they care because you haven't tried it. And so, you know, what's the harm in trying it? But, you know, what would you say to that?
I mean, one thing that comes to mind is they probably don't mind it. I wouldn't see a big objection. And so I think that there's ways to kind of very safely, like, tiptoe into these waters if you're queasy about it. And, you know, like if you're concerned about the paying too much, then you could say, okay, let's have the customer pays option on, or let's set our billing cap kind of low to make sure that everything's you know, nice and tidy on the billing front. But then also, publish the badge and see for yourself. And we have seen like some wild conversion rates on the customer facing option to pay, like conversion rates north of 20% on buyers, customers adding this like roundup to their order, which, I mean, I was not expecting 20%+ conversion rates there. There was one.
So we're referring to when we let people choose it, when they can opt into it or not. We're saying there are times where one in five people will say, yes, I'm willing to pay a little more for that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's this sort of thing that's not an in-your-face, distracting thing on the way to checkout. So I think somebody who doesn't care would they might just gloss over it and say, okay, I'm not doing that. I'm done with this order. Let's get to it. And somebody who does care, they are going to go ahead and add that extra amount. And there was one store that changed the amount of the customer contribution from 25 cents to $10. It was a luxury item store. So the base cost was higher. And so I think the logic was, hey, 25 cents is almost comically low here. So let's
up that. May as well pricing.
May as, yeah, exactly. But they did, you know, 40x'd it to $10, and they still had a 15%+ conversion rate on that. So customers willing to spend an extra $10 just for that that's kind of like that's something. And it kind of depends on the store and maybe on the marketing and the sort of shoppers that a brand is trying to attract. Like there's certainly variability there, but I do think it's low risk to try it out. It's something that you can try out for a month or two without really downside, I would say.
I agree with you. And I wish more people would give it a shot. I want to know, in the 3 years that you've been working on this, probably more than that, what's been the biggest hurdle or what's been challenging about it?
The App Store is a crowded space.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's noisy over there. And nobody goes there looking for carbon or for, I don't know. There are some sustainability searches, but like it's not the search term that people are dropping into the App Store. And so we do just have a visibility problem where I think there's an acknowledgement that like, oh, this is interesting. Like when folks see it, but it's sometimes tricky to get it in front of the merchant in the first place. And so I think part of it is awareness. And then there's also, I mean, an element of needing to meet ever-changing expectations on what the app delivers. And a lot of it has to do with what you were talking about earlier in terms of verifying that this is legitimate and making it trustworthy and making it marketable and making it, you know, something that's cool in a in a very like meaningful way, as opposed to just, I feel a little bit guilty, so I do this thing, but all the evolution I talked about regarding the badge, the like ever expanding portfolio of marketing assets that we have in there, the video, the modal, et cetera, that, you know, making sure that we're always meeting the bar for what constitutes enough, and that bar is always moving. That's been another challenge, and that's one again. But we're really happy to take cues from merchants and always eager to get that feedback and make sure that they have, you know, what they feel they need on that front.
What do you think? How do you see it evolving? Right, you really built something quite exceptional in a fairly short time. In the next 5 years, what's it going to look like?
We want to have, you know, the biggest possible impact we can here. And so I think, getting more and more merchants on board and really proving the business value, highlighting the fact that very big brands are doing this. Mr. Beast, for example, uses Planet. I mentioned that we really do have a lot of plus merchants. Genius Lab Gear, Derek Miller, founder of that, was on your podcast a year or two ago. Like,
he was quite insistent. He was like, he's like, I love Shopify Planet. I trust but verify. He was like, I looked into it. I researched it, thrilled with it. And part of it is his audience. You know, he's selling largely to research scientists who, this was important to them.
It's cool having a scientist kind of, give a thumbs up on that.
Yeah, he was like, when are you going to do, he's like, I'll send you the intro. You got to do a Shopify Planet episode. I was like, you know what, Derek? Deal.
Yeah, it works for us too. I mean, it helps with the awareness problem that I mentioned earlier. We're not restricted geographically. We're not restricted on vertical. So we just want to grow this thing. And, right now, we have had 46 million plus orders covered by Planet. So the carbon emissions from 46 million orders have been removed. And that has equated to more than 34,000 tons of carbon on behalf of Planet users. It's still a relatively small user base. But just to put that in perspective, a mature tree, like a big tree, can absorb about 22 kilograms of carbon per year. And so it would take 1.5 million mature trees to absorb as much carbon as Planet users have offset. So like that's awesome.
I said, how proud must you be?
It's very cool. It's very cool stuff to work on and getting to do stuff that's impactful on climate within the confines of this awesome company that does all this awesome stuff for merchants and for entrepreneurs. It's a cool needle to be able to thread. And then certainly the more that we can drive up those numbers, the cooler it is.
So let's wrap this up here. We've got in the App Store, any merchant can search for Shopify Planet and install it. Easy to configure, no code, not technical. I choose my options where, I could choose to pay or I can have the customer opt in to pay. Even if that's low risk, where we let the customer pick. And even then, we're going to see potentially fairly high opt-in rates. Some stores 15, 20%. Depending on the audience and the average order value, it seems. And no risk of being accused of greenwashing with how well documented it is. You've got, cite your sources and bring your receipts. What am I missing? Like, where's the downside?
I don't know. I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask. I drink the Kool-Aid. So, there is a cost if a merchant wants to pay themselves, that is a cost. And I think one of the ways that I kind of conceive of that or think about that is that it's a form of marketing. And so you might be paying the 3.5 cents per order, and that can add up, especially for a big merchant. So it's not, it can be free, but it's not always free. And so if it's not free, like, I guess that's a downside, but I do think that it's, marketing isn't usually free. And this is a form of marketing that could really go a long way in terms of, brand affinity and repeat purchases and, making customers feel good about their purchase. And so I guess that's a downside. I'll concede that, you know, paying money is not always, you know, eating into margins is not fun, but you know, there's benefit to it.
It's not measurable in the same way, you know, that something where we could get, you know, figure out our return on ad spend is.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what people are getting hung up on, and they shouldn't. You know, sometimes benefits can be squishy. Everyone's, I got to make data-driven decisions. But like, realistically, most people aren't making data-driven decisions. Sometimes you can just try things, see what happens. I would, in the case of Shopify Planet, really, I would encourage people to just try it and see, you know, what the feedback is, see how many people respond to it. Because it's low risk, it's easy to set up. And if you change your mind, it's easy to undo. I mean, I'm just not seeing the issue here. I wish more people would check it out.
Hey, you're not the only one, but yeah, it is very low risk. We're definitely happy to answer questions. I mean, planet@shopify.com is the email address. So it's an easy one to remember. If there's anything that if you install it and you're curious about this or that, or you have questions, like we're happy to wrap. We love this stuff. So feel free to reach out if you do install it, but for sure, give it a whirl. That's apps.shopify.com/planet. That's the URL. So certainly it's waiting for you, no matter where you are, what language your store is. We'd love to welcome you on board.
And I'll include those links in the show notes for everybody's convenience. I gotta go try it. I gotta encourage people to use this thing. David Vranikar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt. Really appreciate the chance to chat.
Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.